to the Mop Show. I'm Mason on Business Startups. Q here. This is how I do things. Big ideas for small budgets. Let's get to it.
Hey, this is the Mop Show, and this is part two of our top five ways to win in retail. We're talking bricks and mortar retail, and today's episode is all about number two, a commitment to professional development. What does that mean? Okay, so commitment to professional development essentially means making the professionals, making the human part of your business improve. Not just making them, encouraging them to improve, and also building a team that fosters a culture of excellence. That means finding people who want to be better tomorrow than they are yesterday. Finding people who make a commitment to getting better in everything they do. If you look at a football player, you look at a sports person, how they are in day one in their career is nowhere near how they are in year 10 of their career. And essentially, you'd think they'd get better over time with training and a commitment to excellence. Now, not all of them, some of them fall by the wayside. And we're the same when it comes to business. If you think you've got it all, you know everything on day one of a job you do, and you don't make any effort to spend a bit of time to improve your human skills, your people skills, your soft skills, essentially, if you don't make that time, then you're not going to be any better. So you're going to be just sort of lagging around. Now, if you've got companies that are spending time investing in their people, investing in their teams, investing in their training, investing in building a team spirit, an ethos, an incentive culture, an ambitious culture, and you're not doing it, but they are, you're going to be left behind because their team are going to be driven to be better, to work harder, to create more results. And in retail, creating more results is getting more sales, building more customers, getting more reviews, making their brand grow. So if you've got two retail businesses and one is doing that and one isn't doing that, you can bet your bottom dollar the one that is doing that is going to win. Now, let's talk about how that matters when you're looking at the world of retail. I mentioned last time, people say, oh, don't go into bricks and mortar, the high street's struggling, and the high street's losing, Amazon's winning. Again, one of the things that you can do by committing to professional development is you can develop superior customer service skills. I'll always say this, Amazon is great if you know what you're looking for, but if you don't know what you're looking for, it's pretty poor. And on top of that, if you have a business that makes their core strategy, the core ethos, is delivering exceptional customer service, you can not only be better than Amazon in so much that you can make it easier for people to find their products, you can give them the human advice too. You can look them in the eye and say, this is the right product for you because of this reason. There are these products here as well, but this one I think is perfect for you because of A, B, and C. And very often, that level of consultative sales is missing from a lot of retail shops, from their staff. Sometimes you'll find that there are members of staff, you walk into a shop, any shop, and the standard of customer service you get is less quality than an automated machine. We made a joke just yesterday. We were dealing with some issues in some stores. We have a club card system, a point system, a loyalty card system, which means customers can accrue points, collect points, and use that to save money. That's good for them. That's good. And if you don't ask them if they've got one, or you don't offer them one, and they come back from month after month after month, 6 months down the line, someone is going to offer them that card because they'll be doing their job properly. And they're going to think, why the hell didn't you offer me this before? I've lost out on loads of money. And you turn a win into a defeat. And when you use a automated machine, we've got Tesco's in the UK. When you go to Tesco's and you go and buy your fresh produce, when you come to the checkout button, you press the checkout button, this is an automated machine. This is a computer. There's no human involved here. There's no personal issues you have to deal with the computer. When you go to checkout, it says, have you got a Tesco club card? So even a machine can do a fundamental job better than some shops' humans. That's the problem where you don't invest in professional development. You maintain a culture of mediocrity. You maintain a staff force that just don't wow your customers. And if you don't wow your customers, they're not going to come back. People will pay more to come to a shop that creates an experience, and a major part of that experience is the human culture. It's the human touch. It's the soft skills. It's being made to feel valued. People sometimes like to treat themselves. So they will go to a bricks and mortar shop. They will go to a certain restaurant, a certain bar, a certain pub, a certain place to rest their weary legs, knowing that it might cost them more than going down to a discount wholesaler or a discount food supermarket center. They're paying for that experience. That's what they're paying for. They're paying for, and in retail, they're paying for advice and experience and they want to feel valued. And if they go out their way and do that, and you don't make them feel valued, and you don't make them feel like they are worth serving, they will never ever come back, not unless they're desperate. They will then go online. And if you don't deliver a better customer service experience than Amazon gives, then you can bet you're going out of business. But if you can deliver something that is more superior, that is more personal, that's more advice-led, you can certainly do that more than Amazon. That's not what they're great at. If you can do that and you focus on that and you build a culture and a team that focus on that, then you will have customers. And you won't just have customers, you'll have brand fans, and you'll also have word of mouth. And that means you can then start pushing some of the marketing schemes I'm going to talk about in the later parts of this particular session, things like referral schemes. So that is the importance of investing in your team around you. And also, if you invest in your team and you give them new opportunities and you give them development, you make them a bit more interested in what they're doing when they come to work. You make them feel more valued. You allow them the opportunity to earn more money. That means they're happier. That means when someone walks through a door, they're greeted by a motivated person. If they're greeted by a motivated person, it means you have to spend less time managing them because they can manage themselves, which allows you to invest in whole other areas of your business using your time, like new marketing initiatives. So they all have knock-on effects. That is why customer service and professional development is so vital to make your retail work. And if you are doing something that no one else in your sector is doing in your area, what did I say last time? Competition is for losers. You want to be the only game in town. Well, if you do this and they're not doing it, you become the only game in town. Amazon will pick off all of the other competitors because they are not doing anything that makes themselves stand out. But if you are, then you become the only game in town and you will develop brand fans, loyal customers. So what do we have to do? Let's remind ourselves, it's part two of ways to make retail work. Training, retraining, 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 and consistently focusing on a path to becoming the most superior personal soft skills led retail business in your sector, in your area. Become the only game in town, and you can do that by investing in professional development. That's part two, how to make your retail work. Don't worry about Amazon. Just worry about making sure you have a team that care.
Thanks for listening to today's show. Check us out online, themobshow.com. Check us on Twitter, @_mobshow. Always chucking out bits of advice there. And follow our journey of setting up a CBD shop in the cannabis space. Instagram @localCBDshop. Or you can find ourselves on Instagram, @themobshow.